Love is the highest virtue of all human relationships.
好，我们知道爱是我们人类所有的美德中的最高贵的一种。
This is why Jesus gave the greatest commandment to his disciple by saying this.
啊，这就是为什么主耶稣对他的门徒有这样的说。
Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your will.
啊，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And then love your neighbor as you love yourself.
啊，然后要爱人如己。
And then we know that love requires the freedom of the will.
啊，我们也知道，如果真正的爱的话，是需要有自由的意志。
A forced love is not love.
如果是一个被强迫的爱的话，就不是真实的爱。
And compliance love is not real love.
啊，如果是好像是勉强的满足的爱，不是真正的爱。
Where there's a freedom, there's a possibility of love.
只有当我们有自由意志的时候，我们才有可能有真实的爱。
Where there's love, there's a possibility of pain.
啊，我们当我们知道，我们如果有自由意志的时候，我们也可能会做错的决定。
When there's a pain.There's a possibility of a savior.
当我们有痛苦的时候，有错误的决定的时候，我们也知道这个时候就可能会有救主。
Where there's a savior, there's a possibility of redemption.
当我们有救主的时候，我们才能够知道我们会有救赎。
And we also know that redemption presupposes the helplessness of man and the grace of God.
我们知道我们的救赎其实在我们人类，在我们人完全无助之前就已经存在。
And this is the gospel story in its nutshell.
啊，这就是我们所说的福音。简单的来说，我们的福音就是这样的。
So I'm going to give two illustrations to talk about the helplessness of man and the grace of God.
啊，我们可以看看，给大家来讲两个小故事，可以看看我们人是多么的无助，当没有神的救赎的时候。
And first one is a sinner can be seen as a gravely ill man.
在第一个小故事当中，我们看到我们一个罪人的话，就像是一个得了重病的人。
Suffer from terminal diseases.
他已经病入膏肓了。
And is on the verge of death.
已经处于一个将要死亡的边缘。
And is almost totally paralyzed.
他已经几乎完全瘫痪。
And he has no power within him to make himself well.
在他自己的话，他完全没有医治自己的能力。
And the only way he's hoping for.Is God provide him with a healing medicine?
所以他所期待的就是神给他一个完全的医治。
But he was so bad that he even have the strength to reach out for the medicine.
但是他的状况是如此之差，他都没有力气能够伸出手来领受这样的救治。
So by the grace of God, God put the medicine only 2 millimeters beside his mouth.
但是我们看到神因为他的恩典的缘故，他把良药放在离他嘴边很近的地方。
At this time, we already see God has already done 99% of the work that is necessary.
我们看到在这个时候，我们看到主已经做了他救赎里面需要的99%的工。
And all this man is 1% his own effort.
我们所需要的这个罪人这个病人，他所要做的就是1%的工。
To make him well.
他要做那1%的工，能够让他得到救治。
Think about this. This 1% effort can make.A difference between hell and heaven.
我们看到这1%的功可以带来的是生与死的差别。
If he uses free will to take this medicine, he will be healed.
如果他用他的自由意志去领受这样的良药的话，他就被他医治。
If he rejects this medicine, he will be perished.
但是如果他拒绝这样的良药的话，他就会死亡。
Now another similar illustration is about a man who doesn't know how to swim.
那另外一个例子的话，就是一个人他不会游泳。
So unfortunately, he fell into the water.
但是很不幸的，他掉在水中。
And he has been gone under twice, and then he managed to get his head up another 2 times.
他已经沉入水中2次，他最后一次他勉强的把头伸出水面。
And then he said to himself, "If I get down one more time, I will be dead."
他非常清楚，如果他再一次沉入水中的时候，他就会死亡。
And his hope, and the only hope, is someone to throw him a lifeline or a life.Preservation, and to rescue him.
所以在那个时候，他所期待的就是希望有人能够向他扔出一个救生索或者救生的工具。
Now, out of the great love or mercy of God, God threw him a gracious gift of a string.
我们看到出于神对我们的大爱，他已经把这个救生的工具扔到他触手可及的地方。
And God do it in such a way that the string is only 1/2 inch.Beyond the reach of his finger.
那神所做的就是这个救生的工具离他的手只有半寸之远。
So all this man need to do is grab the string, and then God will pull him to the land.
所以他所要做的就是能够抓住这个救生索的话，神就可以把他拉到岸边。
Now, what things are in common between this sick man and the drowning man?
在这两个故事当中的这个落水的人和这个重病的人，他们有什么共同点呢？
First, they both are in very serious condition.
第一的话，他们都在处于一种非常严重的状态当中。
But the most important thing is they are both still alive.
另外一个很重要的就是他们还是存活的那个时候。
One need to open his mouth, and the other one need to grab the line.
那在那个时候的话，一个需要张开的嘴接受良药，另外一个需要伸出的手抓住救生索。
And this 1% of tiny action will be crucial link of his salvation.
所以他们所要做的这1%的工作，也成为他们救恩的非常重要的一环。
And this action is where their eternal destiny depends.
他们所做的1%的事情，也就决定了他们的永恒的终点在什么地方。
And analyzing these two examples, we found out they're almost, I said almost, do justice to the Bible and in conformity with Paul's teaching of grace and regeneration.
当我们在分析这两个故事的时候，我们看到这两个故事几乎，我强调一下是几乎，很好的解释了圣经里面关于重生的这样的教训。
But there's a big problem.
但是其实还不完全，还是有一个问题。
And the problem was revealed by the scripture according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. I'm going to read to you.
那我们看到这个问题的话，我们可以借用经文以弗所书的第二章第四到第五节来解释他的问题所在。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
So the problem is we are already dead.
这问题是我们已经属于死在罪犯当中的人。
We are not just seriously sick.
我们不是只是好像仅仅只是重病而已。
We are already drowned.
我们已经淹没。
Sink down to the bottom of the sea.
我们已经沉入海的底部。
So the Bible never says that we are mortally ill sinner nor a drowning sinner.
所以在圣经当中，我们从来没有说我们只好像是肉体生命的死亡，或者是在被水淹而已。
And the Bible says we are spiritually dead.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是属灵上已经死亡了。
There's not even an ounce of spiritual life left in our life.
在我们生命当中没有哪怕一点点的属灵的生命在我们生命里面。
So these two men are dead.
所以我们看这两位已经死了。
God must do an act of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
所以我们看到神他必须要做一个好像口对口一样的复苏术来拯救他们。
And God must breathe into this dead man a new life.
神必须在他们的口中吹入这已经死的人的口中吹入新的生命。
This is entirely 100% the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个是完全100%的是圣灵所做的工。
And the Bible called it quickening.
我们在圣经当中的话，其实我们就把它叫做是好像苏醒。
Means regeneration.
也就是一个重生的意思。
Re means again. Generation means cause something to happen.
这里的 re 就是又一次的意思。Generation 的意思就是使发生的意思。
So a new life has begun of the spiritual life.
所以我们看到
this is what we call baptized.By the Holy Spirit.
我们看到这里有一个新的生命已经重生。我们看，这就是我们所说的用圣灵来施洗。
And this is what we call birth from the above.
这也就是我们所说的从上而来的生命重生。
Now once we regain the spiritual life, then we have the desire to invite Jesus into my heart.
当我们有了这样的属灵的生命的时候，我们这样的渴望要把主耶稣迎接到我们的心中。
Now this kind of desire is not from your free will; it's from the new life emanated from the Holy Spirit.
我们看到我们的这样的一个渴望的话，不只是好像是我们自由的一个自由意志，而是在我们生命心中的圣灵的感动。
There's a book, some of you may have read it already, entitled "Christ's Home." My heart, Christ's Home.
我们有本这样的书，可能有些人已经读过。这本书的名字就是基督的家，也就是我的心。
He compare our heart as a home, and then we invite Jesus into our home.
他就把我们的心比作是主耶稣基督他的家，我们就把主耶稣基督引到我们的家中，也就是引入我们的心中。
And this book is written by Robert Munger.
这个书的作者是 Robert Munger.
And if you go to the internet, you will find it is free.
如果你到网络上去的话，你可以看到这本书其实是免费的。
Now the main character of this story is I. That means he used the first person as the main role.Of the story.
那这个故事的这个主角的话呢，是用的第一人称的我。
And the story goes this way: In one beautiful moonlight night, I invite Jesus into my heart.
这个故事的情节是这样的：在一个月夜，非常美丽的月夜，我邀请主耶稣进入我的心中。
It was ordinary night, no spectacular, no emotion, and everything is real.
在那个晚上的话呢，其实好像也是一个很普通的夜晚，没有任何很激动的情绪，也没有什么特别的。
And when Jesus came to my heart, the first thing he did is to turn on the switch.
但是那个夜晚是一个真实的夜晚，但主耶稣来到我的家中的时候，他说的做的第一件事情就是打开了灯。
And my house was dark all along, and suddenly it became very bright.
我的家本来都是非常的黑暗，但我打开了灯以后，家里就充满了光明。
And the next thing he did is to.Set a fire on the hearth.
那他做的第二个事情的话，就是点燃了壁炉。
The house was very cold, and now become very warm.
本来的话呢，这个家是非常的冷冰冰的，因为他点燃了壁炉以后，我们家里就变得非常的温暖。
And then he turned on the MP3 music box.
然后他又打开了 MP3 的这个
音乐盒。What had been very silent in my heart, all of a sudden, I heard music.
本来我在家里好像是死气沉沉的，这个时候的就听到了美丽的音乐。
And then I invite Jesus sat down, and we have a very good fellowship filled with love.
我就邀请主耶稣基督能坐下来，我们一起有个很美好的交通。
What a wonderful fellowship that I have never had experiencing before.
这是一个非常美好的一个交通，我以前从来没有经历过。
And I said to Jesus, Lord, I want this heart to be yours.And I want you to settle down here and feel perfectly at home.
我就对主耶稣说主啊，愿意我的心成为你的家，愿意你常住我的家中。
And everything I have belong to you.
我所有的一切都属于你。
And Jesus said, I love to do that. You know, my name is Emmanuel, means I like to live with other people.
主耶稣基督说很好啊，我真的非常愿意这样做。你知道我的名字本来就是以马内利，翻出来就是。神与你同在的意思。
And then I begin to show the house around to my Lord Jesus.
所以我就开始带主耶稣基督去看看我的家里的各个房间。
The first room I let him into is my library, which is the room of our mind.
那我去的这个第一个房间的话呢，就是我的书房。
And I told Jesus, even though this is small and with a thick wall, and it actually is the control room of this house.
那个房间呢不大但是这是我们的这是我整个家里的一个控制室。
And Jesus went in and he saw three things.
但主耶稣进到这个书房以后，他就看见了有三件事情。
He saw a bookcase filled with books.
他第一看的就是有个书架上面，书柜上面满满的都是书。
And then a long bench with the magazines.
他看到一个长的椅子，上面有杂志。
And then there's pictures hanging on the floor, on the wall.
他也看到这个在墙上有挂的画。
And then I thought Jesus will look very carefully, but he turned his head to the window.
当我看到主耶稣好像刚开始在很认真的在看着这一切，然后他就把他的眼睛转到了窗外。
I feel very embarrassed.
我感到非常的
尴尬。And this is the first time in my life I feel self-conscious.
这就是在唯一一次在我生命当中，我自己好像有一个自尊或者是自尊心。
And my face turned red.
我的脸也变红了。
And I said, Jesus, maybe this room needs to be clean.
那个时候我就对主耶稣说主耶稣，也许我这个房间真是需要打扫。
Can you help me?
他说你会能够帮助我吗
？Jesus, I love to.
耶稣说当然，我当然愿意。
First thing, he take down the pictures.
所以他主耶稣做的第一件事就是把墙上那幅画给取了下来。
In place of the picture, he put on his own portrait with glorious.
那他就把他一个自己的那个荣耀的像挂在那里。
And then he took some of the books away from the bookshelf, and then put in some Bibles or spiritual reading material.
他也把我书架上的有一部分的书也给取了下来，换上了一些圣经或者属灵的书籍。
And the first time, my heart feel very joyful.
在那个时候，我的内心感到非常的欢乐。
And then I led my Lord into a dining room.
接下来我就带着我的主来到了饭厅。
And I told Jesus, this is a room of appetite and desires that I really enjoy it.
我就告诉主耶稣说，这是一个我非常欣赏享用我喜欢的食物的地方。
And on the table, there's many, many dishes.
在这个桌子上有各样的食物。
One dish is called money.
其中的一个食物就是金钱。
Another one is called degree.
另外一个就是我们的学位。
And there's stack of paper, which is IBM stock.
还有一个的话就是一叠我们在 IBM 的股票。
Stupidly high.
现在的非还很高的价钱。
The fame and fortune.
那下面的话就是我们的名声，我们的财富。
And even there's some newspaper articles try to praise me.
也包括一些报纸，那报纸上可能有一些称许我的文章。
And Jesus said nothing.
主耶稣他没有说任何的话。
No condemnation.
他没有指责我。
And then I said, Jesus, why don't you eat it?
我就对主耶稣说，主耶稣你为什么不吃呢？
Jesus said, I have no appetite.
主耶稣说我没有任何的胃口。
You know something? Because I have a food to eat that you do not know.
因为他告诉我说，我有食物是你不知道的。
To do the will of the Father is my food.
那我的食物就是我要遵行上帝，也就是我的父差我来的旨意。
One thing I want you to remember.
我要想你记住一点。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们不是靠着面包而活着，我们是靠着主耶稣口里出的一切的话。
So you should stop seeking your own pleasure, desire, and satisfaction.
所以你不要再去。只是去追求自己的满足，自己的欢乐。
And the next thing, I led Jesus into a living room.
接下来我就把主耶稣带到了我的客厅。
And Jesus saw three things.
在客厅里，我们看到主耶稣也看到了三件事。
And some overstuffed sofa.
我们看到一个好像有东西的一个沙发。
And some comfortable chair.
有一个可以坐着很舒适的椅子。
And then a fireplace.
同样的还有一个壁炉。
And Jesus said, "This is a good place. Every morning, I will meet you." And we are going to read Bible together, okay?
主耶稣就说，这是一个非常舒适的一个地方，我们有舒适的沙发，我们早上的时候，每天早上我在这里跟你会面，我们一起来读圣经。
Now, indeed, the room is very intimate and comfortable.
的确是，这是一个非常让人感到很舒服的房间。
And with a very warm and cozy atmosphere.
也是一个非常温暖的一个气氛。
And also secluded and private.
也是一个非常那就是封闭的隔离的一个房间。
He said, "I will meet you here every morning."
主耶稣说，我每天早上会在这里跟你会面。
So every morning, I went down from upstairs and went into the room.
所以每天早上我从楼上下来以后，我就进入这个房间。
And once I get in the room, I saw Jesus already sitting there.
当我每次进入这个房间的时候，我看到主耶稣已经在那里等我。
And my heart singing a beautiful song.
我的心里就涌现出一首美妙的歌。
And Jesus.From the bookcase, he took a book and said, "I want to read the passage of the Word of God."
所以主耶稣就从书架上拿了一本圣经来，就让我们一起来读神的话。
And to be honest with you, I enjoy very much.
说句实在话，我真的是非常喜欢这一段和主耶稣独处的时间。
But as they go by, day by day, week by week, month by month.
但是因为时间流逝，一天天的流逝，一个星期一个星期，一个月一个月以后。
And I find myself become very busy.
我就发现好像我自己变得非常的忙碌。
And I'm under pressure on all kinds of responsibilities.
我有很大的压力，我要来完成各样的别的事情。
And then I said to Jesus, "Can you make this time a little bit shorter?"
我就对主耶稣说，我们可以把这段时间缩短一点。
And then later on, few weeks later, I even missed some days.
那过了几个星期以后，我甚至于我都完全的忘记了这样的跟主耶稣的约会。
One morning, I went down from upstairs.
那有一天我又从楼上下来。
And I don't even bother to say goodbye to Jesus, and then I walk out.
我甚至于没有花时间去跟主耶稣说再见，然后我就离开了。
After I begin to turn on the engine, I have some guilt feeling.
当我打开我的车的发动机的时候，我心中有一些内疚感。
So went back to the house and saw Jesus. The light was on, and Jesus was sitting there.
好了，我又回到了房间，我看到主耶稣还是坐在那里。
And then I confess to Jesus, "I invite you to my house, and then I ignore you."
我就向主耶稣认罪，我说我邀请你进入我的家中，但是我却完全的忽视了你。
And Jesus said, This is why today you're so downcast.
啊，这就是主耶稣说，这就是为什么看到你今天你的心情如此之差。
From now on, we start the day with the Word of God.
那主耶稣说，我们以后每天，我们的一开始有我们的一个约会，我们用来分享神的话语。
From that moment on, it really transformed my quiet time.
所以就是那个时刻起啊，我的时间，我的单独的时间，就完全得到了一个转变。
And then I led Jesus into a work room.
我就带到了我接着我带主耶稣进入了我的工作室。
And next to the garage.
啊，这个工作室就在我的车库的边上。
And on the bench, there are some gadgets and tools.
啊，那在那个长长的啊凳子上呢，有很多的一些工具，修理用的工具。
And then Jesus asked me to use these things to do something for the kingdom of God.
啊，那主耶稣就问我说，啊，你有没有用这些工具来为神国来做些事情呢
？And I said I did, but I'm not very skillful.My hand is very awkward.
我就答他说啊，我其实是有做，但是呢，我的手艺并不精湛。
And I don't do anything substantial.
我没有做任何好像看上去很大的事情。
And Jesus picked up the tool and said, "Do you want me to help you?"
主耶稣就问我说啊，你要不要我来帮助你
？And then I said, "Yes, please."
我说当然，真是太好了。
And then Jesus put my hand under his hand.
所以主耶稣就把我的手放在他的手上。
And then he walked with me, and then he walked the thing.
所以他就接下来就跟我一起来同工，他通过我的手来做工。
And all of a sudden, I found out my work has no pressure.
啊，在那个时候我就感到我所做的一切的工都没有任何的压力。
And I have joy.
而且我的内心充满了快乐。啊，我想做更多的工。
And finally, the result is very fruitful.
啊，而且我看到最后的结果是非常的有果效。
And last thing, and then I lead Jesus to a recreation room.
啊，接下来我又把主耶稣带到了一个娱乐室。
And I told Jesus, this is a room I love very much because I spend time with my friend.
啊，我就告诉主耶稣说啊，这是我一个非常喜欢的地方，因为我和我的朋友在这个地方有很多的娱乐玩耍的时间。
But one night I told Jesus, tonight I'm going to go out and then I will be back.
啊，那有一个晚上，我就对主耶稣说：“今天晚上我要去朋友家，我今天晚然后才会回来，不能陪你。”
Jesus, can I go with you?
啊，主耶稣说：“啊，那我能不能跟你一起去呢？”
Oh, no, not tonight.
啊，我就说：“哎呀，不行啊，今天晚上真是不方便。”
Tomorrow we have a Bible study together, right? Do you remember?
啊，说我明天我们会有查经聚会。
And tomorrow we spend more time together.
啊，明天的话我们可以花更多的时间在一起。
So I don't care about Jesus, and then I walk out.
啊，那我就很不关心主耶稣，然后我就自己就离开了。
And then during midnight, I came home.
啊，到了晚上的时候，半夜的时候，我才回到家中。
I found out the room still have light, and Jesus had not slept.
啊，我看到这个房间里面还是亮着灯，主耶稣还没有睡休息。
And Jesus said, "Why are you so downcast? Why are you so sad?"
主耶稣说啊，你为什么看上去这么的沮丧
？Because I feel bad leaving you alone.
啊，我就回答说啊，我真是因为感到很沮丧，因为我把你留在一个人留在这里。
And I enjoy a lot of things, but afterwards I feel empty inside.
我说我非常感到非常的好玩，但是最后我的内心当中却充满了空虚。
And Jesus said, "Come with me. I show the new room."
然后主耶稣对我说：“来，你跟我来，我让你看到一个新的房间。
”And Jesus transformed my recreation room into a very beautiful place.
主耶稣把我的娱乐室转变成一个非常美妙的地方。
And I saw new friends from church.
啊，我也看到那里有一些从教会来的新朋友。
And I heard the music and hymns.
啊，我也听到了诗歌的音诗歌。
And then I heard laughter and music and joy.
我听到的是音乐的声，是笑声。
And from that on, my life has been transformed a great deal.
啊，在那个从那个时刻开始，我就发现我的生命得到了转变。
Now the highlight of the story is when I bring Jesus up to a hall closet.
啊，那我这个故事的这一个终点或者高潮的话，是在我把主耶稣带到了我家里的阁楼。
But Jesus refused to go in.
啊，但是主耶稣他却不愿意进去。
And Jesus said, "There's a peculiar odor on the house."
主耶稣他说他在那个阁楼里闻到了非常奇怪的臭味。
Smell something is there.
闻起来好像是死亡的味道。
And then it's something in there.
他说在那里肯定有什么东西。
I know exactly what Jesus.Is referring to.
其实我知道，明白心里明白，主耶稣他心中所想的是什么。
Inside the house, there are two boxes.
在那个阁楼里面有两个盒子，
And they're
箱子。
Lock.
这是两个已经锁起来的箱子。
And then I meet Jesus. These are things I kept.
我就对主耶稣说，这是我以前所保留的东西。
Before I become a Christian.
这是我在成为基督徒之前所保留的东西。
Some of them are bad habits.
有一些是我觉得很坏的习惯。
And then I have to honestly tell you there are some drugs right there.
我都非常诚实的告诉你，在里面甚至还有一些毒品。
And there are some pictures you're too holy to behold.
里面还有一些你太圣洁了，完全没有办法能够忍受的图片。
And Jesus still refused to go in.
主耶稣他还是拒绝进入那个房间。
So I went to my secret room and get a key.
所以我就到了我的一个密室里面，我拿了那钥匙。
And opened the two boxes.
我就把那两个盒子打开。
And then I said, Lord, can you clean up for me?
我对主耶稣说，主啊，你能不能帮我把这两个箱子给处理掉？
And Jesus said, I am willing to.
主耶稣说，当然可以。
So we threw away all those filthy stuff.
我们就把这些肮脏的东西完全都扔了出去。
And all of a sudden, my heart feel released.
就在那一瞬间，我的心感到如释重负。
And I experienced a sense of victory.
我这里感到了得胜。
A moment ago, my distance between me and Jesus was very, very far away.
就在一瞬间之前，我和主耶稣之间的距离是那么的遥远。
And now I feel the closeness.
在这个时刻，我觉得我和主耶稣的关系如何如此的亲密。我永远没有办法忘记这段美好美妙的感觉。
And then I said to the Lord,
然后我就对主耶稣说
，Why not I just give the whole house to you to be my master?
我为什么不干脆就把我的整个的这个房间都交给你呢？让你成为我们这个家的主人。
And then I will be your servant.
我成为你的仆人。
But Jesus said, "I love to."
主耶稣说，我真的愿意。
But I'm not the owner of this house.
但是我并不是真的这个房子的主人。
Unless you allow me to do that.
除非你允许我这样做。
And then, out of the compassion and kindness of Jesus, I went to a locked box.
所以我因为出于对出于主耶稣的爱的话，我来到了一个密码箱里。
And then I took out the title deed to the house.
我就把这个箱子里面的这个房契给拉了出来。
And then I look at the deed, and then I find one column is my assets.
我在那个房契上面看到有一栏的话是说是我的名字。
Another column is the liabilities.
那在另外一栏的话是我的一些责任。
And everything is detailedly recorded.
所有的这些东西都非常详细的列在那里。
And then locations, lawyers pay. The paper,
包括一些我们的这个房子的地点和地址和一些律师的文件。
And then I eager to sign the house over to Jesus.
所以我就非常高兴的把这个房子转给了，签下来转给了主耶稣基督。
Here you are. This is all I have. I give it to you.
然后我就拿这个房契交给主耶稣，说：“主耶稣，这就是我的家，全都交给了你。
Now this house is yours.
现在这个家就是你的家。
And then you have full control of it.
你有完全的控制对这个家。
And my whole being is transformed.
所以我的整个的家，我的整个人都改变了。
And I feel like a new person.
我感到我自己是完全是一个新造的人。
Because Christ has settled down in my heart.
因为我知道主耶稣他已经住在我的心中。
So when we become a Christian, we go through two stages.
所以当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，我们的人生经过两个不同的阶段。
First of all, the Holy Spirit make us alive.
第一个阶段就是圣灵让我们苏醒。
So that he doesn't even does not only change my desire, but it also change what I want to do.
他不但改变了我们的心中的渴望，也改变了我们所要做的事情。
And then after I invite Jesus into my heart,
当我把主耶稣引接到我的心中以后
，I feel joy.
我感到了喜乐。
So this is the essence of our belief.
这就是我们所信仰的一些的核心。
If you look at other religions, you do not see this personal touch of our Lord.
如果我们看我们所信的，看到一些，如果看别的一些宗教的话，我们发现没有这样的人，这样的个人的这样的救主的关系。
Buddhism has no personal God.
Sorry.
Buddhism has no personal God.
佛教里面他们有个人的救主。
Islam.God is a judge.
在伊斯兰教中，神仅仅只是一个审判者而已。你所做的一切就是来遵守。
But in Christianity, we have grace.
但是在基督徒却不一样。
This morning, I would like all of us to have the strong desire to receive Jesus in our heart and let Him master our life.
今天早上的话，我有一个这样的渴望，渴望我们所有的人都愿意把主耶稣接入到我们的心中，让他成为我们新的主人。
The joy and happiness you will never experience before.
啊，你会享受到你以前从来没有享受到的喜乐和快乐平安。
Let us bow and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that the God that we believe is a Trinity God.
主，我们感谢你。我们知道我们所信的这位神是三一的真神。
Before we are created, you already have love.
在我们被造以前，你对我们已经有了丰丰富富的爱。
Because God is love.
因为主耶稣，你神就是爱。
And the Trinity God will love one another.
而三一的神互相都有爱。
It's an ultimate example for us to love one another as brothers and sisters.
这也是我们弟兄姐妹之间要互相爱的一个最好的榜样。
So we know that Trinity God is the most reasonable God among all gods.
所以我们也知道三一的神是所有神当中真正的真神。
And your name is Emmanuel.
你的名字是以马内利。
And you're so willing to enter into our life.
你如此愿意进入我们的心中、生命当中。
And we become your servant.
我们也就愿意成为你的仆人。
Dear Lord, continue to reform us and transform us.
主，求你继续的来改变我们。
So that we become person of pleasing you.
好让我们也成为能够讨你喜悦的儿女。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.